Good morning, and thank you for listening to Atlanta Business Radio. I am Amy Otto, and joined today by Lee Cantor and an incredible guest that I'm so excited about. I can hardly wait. But by the way, we need to change that intro music. We need a little Kenny Rogers.
Look, you were in charge of getting Kenny Rogers a permission to use some of his music. How's that going?
It's coming along. I have got my hopes.
You're efforting?
I have my hopes set on someday Kenny Rogers will be a guest on the show. You know, when I used to do radio in Chicago, I did morning news and traffic.
Yes.
And I was afraid of being stalked. Not like anyone would stalk me. I was single. I didn't have the big husband then. So my on-air name was Amy Rogers.
Oh.
Yes.
An homage.
Yes. Amy Rogers.
Very nice, Amy. You know, we had an email that some people are having difficulty consuming the shows. They're not having trouble listening after we actually produce the show. And I'm going to tell people how to go about doing this.
What? You mean I don't need an iPod to listen?
It's called podcasting. So it's a common mistake that people made that they think they need an iPod. But there's a button that if you just hit the button, there's a player there. And then you can play the show right there on your desktop. You don't need an iPod. You don't even have to download it.
Great. So we're telling this to people now that they actually have figured out how to do it.
Well, these are now the people listening are the listeners, so they're listening live. So
they can spread the word.
Exactly. But you just click on the title of the show you're interested in. A player appears on the right side. Just click the play button, and the show begins playing.
So you could listen to Matt Montese, like, all day.
You could listen to Matt. Over and over. I know that's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, me too. So why don't you introduce Matt?
I'm going to introduce Matt. It is a great pleasure to have Matt Montese here. He's the founder and CEO of Global Commerce Group. And that sounds like some, ooh, global big company. But it's really a fun, simple product that he's been able to parlay into something that's probably beyond his wildest dreams. What he does is he has a website. If you go to his website, webdecoder.com, you can get an idea of what he is, what his product is. It's a, well, I'm going to let him describe it. Matt, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. WebDecoder is an interactive marketing application that folks used to drive traffic to a particular website. So if someone was having a contest or a promotion that they would like to see a big spike in traffic on their website, they would engage us. And we would design a web page or a WebDecoder card for them to be used with the web page. You take the WebDecoder card to the website, hold it up to a particular scrambled image on the website, and it reveals a hidden message, kind of like the scratch card for the internet is the way we like to look at it.
Right. So a scratch card where you would just scratch off and reveal whatever's behind it, your thing is more interactive because you take the piece. It could be to your laptop. It could be to your cell phone. It could be to something inside the store. And then it'll reveal whatever it reveals, and, you know, you're a winner or you're not a winner.
Absolutely.
Right?
Everybody likes the opportunity to win, and it's a sweepstakes and contest mechanism that allows folks to really have a big time with it. Here's a major piece that we did for a large hotel chain, and when you would check in, they would give you one of these as you were receiving all of your final paperwork. The idea being that once you completed your stay at the hotel, you would go back, maybe fill out a small survey or some information that they could glean from you about your experience, and then play the game. Everybody likes a chance to win money and win prizes and do exciting things on the internet.
Right, and it's not the typical just go there, complete the survey, and then you're done. You go there, complete the survey, and then you put your card up there, and then you could win. So that it's a level of you're physically involved with
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. And it's not only limited to the internet, like the large promotion we have for a large brewery here in the United States where they wanted to drive traffic into the website, into the restaurant. And what they would do is they would place stickers on everybody, and then they would also have a decoding mechanism that you would hold up over that particular sticker to see and engage the audience while they were in the bar enjoying some of their adult beverages.
And then what is this device called?
Sorry. That's a net decoder.
And then, but it's just like kind of looks like blue cellophane.
That's correct. The net decoder is a clear film. It's a filtering mechanism, whereas the image is either in the computer, on your cell phone, or on a sticker that's placed either on your body or in a particular store. Whereas the web decoder has the hidden image built into the game card itself. So it's two different pieces that allow marketers and branders to engage in different levels of interactivity, either within a store or within some type of a retail environment, to drive foot traffic and see a lift in their traffic that goes through the stores.
I love the fact that it's interactive and you've kind of incorporated technology with it, but then you're talking about, I see these glasses, they're like 3D glasses that, you know, if somebody was wearing the sticker, you could look through these glasses and see what their little sticker says, which is very clever.
So it's just to promote fun and interaction among folks. It's a fun way to get folks to play the game and to have fun inside of a retail environment, to break the ice, so to speak, make folks say hello and have a big time, give away some prizes and promote particular brands of beverages.
I like it. How did you get interested in the technology component of all this?
This came about several years ago. My business partner, Donnie Causey, who's the world's greatest salesman, and myself were looking for some venture to get involved in the Internet. We saw the Internet coming down the pike, and we said we have to get involved with it. And we had met the original inventor of the technology, and we got to be friends with him, and we incorporated him into our group, and he is actually the professor. We send him on the different press checks to make sure that the pieces are produced properly within the tolerances. Everything is patent protected. There's four U.S. patents on the technology, as well as international patents in China, Japan, Taiwan, and the European Union. So we've been busy organically growing the company and having a big time selling game pieces.
Now, what was his thoughts about this? Like, how was he envisioning using it? I'm sure it wasn't about in this manner.
Donnie immediately saw the potential for excitement for websites. And that's what drew us both to it. Websites, if you have a banner ad, the click-through rates are very small on some of that type stuff. If you see an ad for things, we're able to come in and offer customers maybe 25 to 30% response rates on some of these direct mail pieces, where traditional direct mail is 1 or 2%. So the response factor and the fact that Donnie fully understands the Internet, it was a perfect combination for the two of us to begin selling and marketing it.
So his initial idea was to create game pieces?
That's where the impetus for everything began. Let's sell game pieces to customers. And as you can see, here's a small piece that we did for a major launch of a movie in the United States, and it went into a bag of consumer products. And I think we produced 15 million of these for the customer, and everybody that would go to the game and buy their crackers would actually get a game piece in there. And the folks that run this said it was the best promotion they've ever done.
Wow.
Very excited about it.
They're all colorful. I'm looking at them. I mean, that's one thing I probably should describe. All of them are very attractive. If I got one of these on a box of cereal or a bottle of beer, I would definitely be curious enough to take it home and look at it. Now, would I hold it up to my computer, to any television? Tell me a little bit about that.
That's pretty much at the discretion of the customer. If the customer wants to build a brand awareness campaign, like this was a piece that we did for a major movie studio here in the United States, and it was on a television show. So you would watch this particular television show from 6:30 p.m., and at the last 5 minutes of the television show, they would display the magic blue decoding box on the television. And then the kids would go up to the TV, hold the game piece up to the television, and then if they won, there was fulfillment instructions on what to do.
Now, is this? Are you finding more traction with kid-oriented things or adults, or is there a certain group that likes this more than others?
Our demographic really is focused on folks probably from 15 to 25. That seems to be where we want. College students absolutely love it. They feel like it's a good chance to win. And what we try to tell most of our customers and clients is make everybody a winner. Give everybody something. Absolutely. Give everybody something and make folks excited about it. But we do a good bit of marketing to teenagers. Things along those lines are real popular with them.
Now, in this solution, I know you have the game piece solution, but do you also provide all the other stuff, like the capturing of their email and all the demographic information?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one of the key components. It's really the data that you can glean from the customer once they visit a particular website. And if you're able to give the marketer some more defined parameters on what the customer is looking for, did they like the product, did they like this, that, or the other thing, yes, we capture that data, we filter it, we scrub it, and then we provide that to them on a real-time basis so they can go in and look at their promotion as it's being run and determine the results and the lift that they're getting from their website.
The one thing that strikes me about all of this is the fun factor. And you guys know I love to read. I read just about anything and everything. And there's a great article in the August edition of Inc. magazine talking about how companies need a chief entertainment officer and how important it is to bring fun into the workplace.
Right. I'm trying to get Matt to be our chief entertainment officer.
I think
here.
That would fit my job description.
You know, when Matt came in today, I think he thought we needed a merriment makeover.
That's right.
So I'd love, Matt, for you to just talk a little bit about, you know, how you have fun at your job and how we might be able to, you know, let others know how to incorporate some fun into their jobs, especially when they're very serious.
Well, when we visit a major advertising agency, we're all about fun. So we get everybody wearing our special glasses around the big conference table, and that in and of itself really breaks the ice. When you see a chief marketing officer engaging in something himself that he's looking to evaluate whether they want to deploy or not, and he's over there wearing the glasses having a big time.
Yeah, it's half sold right there, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's just fun. It's something that folks want to do. And again, we're entertainment oriented. That's what my background initially was, and we're just taking the entertainment value of it a little bit farther and trying to make it a real focused marketing dynamic and a tool that's used regularly by customers.
Now, is that your best client is advertising agencies, or do you go direct to the customer?
It depends, but it's probably a 50-50 mix. Sometimes the word of mouth is how someone gets a game piece. If someone plays a game, they see the game, the marketer takes and sticks it in his pocket and says, "I love that idea." The advertising companies will come in to assist with all the production. They like to handle the artwork. They have mm-hmm. all the specs that they need. They provide everything to us that's outside of the little box. We provide everything on the inside of the box, and then we produce the game pieces that way. But the advertising agencies are typically involved in the larger opportunities that we've had.
Now, on the part that you produce, it usually, I guess, on the one that I'm looking at, it just says game, and then it has the name of the movie that is out there, mm-hmm. is it can say anything though, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They can be a promotion for automobiles. General Motors and Ford are good customers of ours right now. They'll have auto shows around the country, and when folks go to view a particular car at these auto shows, they'll receive one of the game pieces, and it'll be customized with any particular large auto company's logos on the game pieces. So they can design them any way they want, any color they want. They can do them where they're just a pure plastic piece, which this one is, where they can do a set of rules on the back. They're not really limited to anything. One of the neater configurations and pieces that we've done was for a large campaign for General Electric. And it was a light bulb promotion where they actually stuck the game piece on top of the light bulbs, and then you would peel it off. You had a coupon that was immediately redeemable at the countertop, so you're giving away 40 cents. And then the leave-behind piece was a net decoder piece that you pulled off and went and played to get. This one we were giving away tickets to the Torino Olympics, the Winter Olympics last year, or 2 years ago that was that. So that was the switch and win promotion that we did with the Olympic folks and with GE.
Y'all have to understand that Matt is sticking these things all over his body at this time, and he's getting a really nice body wax. That's what you hear when he's pulling them off. So much of this is visual. I wish everybody could see this because it really is very impressive. I mean, this is an unbelievable technology. I can't begin to describe it. You definitely have to visit the website.
These pieces are direct mail piece, so they all have a sticky on the background. So what they would typically do is design a letter, and then they would leave a space that they would stick this on. So that sticks on, and then the customer simply peels it apart when they want to play the game at the very end. So they are adhesive-backed game pieces, but once you remove the game piece from it, there's no sticky residue or anything like that left
right.
behind.
Now, can you talk a little bit about how you got you got the patents, you were ready to produce these things. Can you take us through that first client pitch? Like when this was brand new, no one had heard of this, no one's seen any game pieces to have a frame of reference before the blue glasses probably were invented.
That is a real turning point that was in the business. My business partner, again, Donnie and I, we were kind of slugging it out and hadn't had any success. It was a very new concept, and we were having a difficult time marketing it. But back then, in the late 90s, you could email folks, and emails would still get through to people. So we were sitting every day, guerrilla marketing, finding out how their email string was, and then we'd launch an email into the chief marketing officer or something like that. Well, we did that for months and didn't get a break. Finally, one day, SkyMall called us, the folks that do the catalog in the back right. of the airlines, and they loved it. And that was our first customer, and they actually had affixed the game pieces onto the front of the magazines and then put them in the airplane pieces. And from that point to this time this year, I think we've sold close to $1.5 billion game pieces since
wow.
that point.
Wow.
So we've had a real good run worldwide with it. and are just enjoying every day that we go to work.
Well, you probably couldn't have asked for a better first customer, because SkyMall Magazine, all the executives of all the other companies are seeing it. So it's like perfect for
it
you.
Works out well. A lot of times these pieces will be circulated in a very what we would consider a conducive environment. So there'll be marketing people and there'll be executives that receive it. One year we did a statement insert for someone's 10Q, their annual report that they produced. Mm-hmm. So they stuck it inside of the magazine that they circulated to all their shareholders. What better way to get wow. customers that yeah. way, because they kind of see it that way. So we don't do any advertising at all. None. Every game piece just is produced by us, and it has our webdecoder.com. That's our web address on it. Everybody visits the web page. Folks like to educate themselves on the technology. They go visit the website. They take a look at everything. They see all the brands and all the folks that we've done projects for, and it certainly gives it a tremendous amount of credibility. But early on, it was tough.
Now, do you primarily get your business through your website, that people are
Absolutely.
Playing the game somewhere or seeing a game piece, and then they're just finding you and saying, hey, I want one of these
Absolutely, games. Absolutely. And we invented the term web decoder and net decoder. So when you go to a Google and you type in web decoder, there's several hundred pages, and every one of those is us since wow. we created the term. And we also created the term net decoder. We own all the trademarks, all the .coms, all the .nets. We own all the intellectual property associated with those particular names. So when they search for us, they come right to us. We don't have to wrestle with direct mail or attending trade fairs or anything along those lines. And the phone rings and someone sends you an email, and the opportunities are fast and furious. It is the promotional business, so folks want to get it done quickly, and they want to experience a lift in traffic, and they really move fast once they've made their mind up.
Tell me about the wearables. I see a T-shirt here, and
this is a brand new product that we probably have been working on for several years. But this was also in conjunction with the large beer promotion that we did, and it's got a shaded image on it. And what you would do is you put the glasses on, or you would use a custom piece that the brewery did, and you hold the game piece over it, and it just says a message along the lines of, "Hey, if you have great taste, you drink this particular type of a beer." We've been developing this for several years, and we just think it's an exciting and fun possibility for trade shows. You know how everybody does trade shows and things like that, and there's not anything fun to do. You could drive people to a booth. Mm-hmm. You could have everybody at the party wearing them, and then you could do that as an icebreaker. You know, I'm going back to my DJing days when I used to do interactive things like that, but you could do a different message in each one of them. Like, you could say Amy on this one, and you'd put everybody's different names, and you could assemble teams and do things like that. This is fresh out of the box, and it's something that we're real thrilled about doing, and we are in discussions with some folks to do some interactive promotions that actually include the wearable. So we're pretty excited about that.
Are these ideas coming from you first, or is it your customer saying, hey, that would be great if we had it on a T-shirt?
It is. It's Donnie and I's ideas. We're the ones that really would like to be the brainstormers of the business. Unfortunately, we have to be the business end of the stick as well, but we do get a chance to brainstorm and create some fun things. That's why we've also created some of these other new products that we've got. We've got two pieces in here that are brand new. One of them is a web decoder that's a key card that you would use when you check into a hotel. So the key card actually is the game piece. So it really changes the return on investment for the customer when they buy this, when they can say, oh, I can glean some information from this. I can do some other things to make it exciting. And we also have the receipt decoder, which is a receipt that has a decoder on the back of it as well. These three products are probably the newest ones that we've created. And again, when you're running a company in an organic fashion, you just don't have the big budget sometimes that you want to do things. But we've been dreaming about these for years, and we just have kind of gotten them going this year. We're just thrilled with it.
What's the kind of budget somebody needs to start talking to you guys?
You know, we can do as small as a small run is up to 1,000 pieces. You know, that's a real small run from us. And you can probably do those for, you know, maybe $1,500, something along those lines. And then the large customers, when they come in and buy 25 or 30 million game pieces, certainly there's some economies of scale on that. And they can produce those at a real economically and reasonable amount.
So it's a similar price to like any other premium incentive, or
it's less than that. It's
even less than that.
It's 2 to 3 cents a piece, and when you factor in the cost per acquisition that the folks experience after that, they They really get a lot of bang for their
buck. And then plus they get a database at the end of the day. They're getting something back. It's not just goodwill.
That's correct. That's correct. And they, the folks that have deployed the technology like this, the large hotel chain here in the United States, they've deployed it over all their brands. So they came in and used it once. They loved it. They got a big bang for their buck, and they've come over and they do it across every single brand that they have. So that's what we like.
Yeah. And then is this something that they do just an ongoing, or is it like a special once a quarter, once a year?
It typically, with a customer that's committed to the technology, they'll do a promotion once or twice a year, and they'll put us on the calendar for the following year. A lot of times when the budgets are being designed, they put us in that, and they let us know that we're going to do a project in the springtime, and springtime rolls around, and we set up the press time, and we produce the game pieces for them, and off we go.
So who's the most creative client you've worked with, or what's the most creative way somebody has used this?
I would say it's probably the country of Ireland. And the reason I say that is they did a very unique game piece that was distributed at all the St. Paddy's Day parades in the country. I guess it's Chicago and New York, and they had foot soldiers out there handing these out. That's what I would consider one of the neatest pieces we've done. It was like Earn Your Key to the Kingdom. It's a game piece that's shaped like a real nice key that has the web decoder image on the very end of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the country of Ireland, and they wanted just to promote tourism. So I would say that was probably the funnest piece that we did. I wish I'd seen them out there handing them out on the street, because it kind of makes us excited when we see our products in the market.
Now, most of them are rectangular, square shape, but it's not, obviously, if this is shaped in this, you know, extraordinarily die-cut way.
Absolutely.
It could be anything, right?
It could be any shape. It could be anything that you desire. These die-cut shapes like this are real popular. Folks really seem to enjoy them. But we have standard sizes. You'll notice a lot of these are the same size, 3x4, 2x3. This is a custom-made piece.
The beer bottle?
Yeah, obviously, you can tell it looks just like a beer bottle. And we encourage the customers to go out on a limb. Go do something fun. Make it a fun die cut. It's not any significant expense to them.
Right.
And if they have the budget, they do something that's pretty exciting and fun.
Is there industries that are liking this more than other? You mentioned movies, you mentioned beverage companies, and you mentioned hotel chains.
The lodging folks are good customers. Some of the other large customers that we use are some of the big online companies as well. And it seems to be anybody that really wants to promote internet reservations, purchases, anything along those lines where they can turn that eyeball into a sale. Those are the folks that really have been utilizing the technologies.
And they're so basic, too. As I'm looking at these, there's very little verbiage, enough to catch your attention to where you would want to go to the website. I mean, that's very clever. Is that something that you do, or is it usually the advertising agency that captures the verbiage?
We steer them in the right direction, and then they have copywriters and folks that come up with everything. But we try to tell them, you know, don't be hemmed in or don't be afraid. Do things that are unusual and unique in their configurations. We offer that as a service, but most of the folks do it themselves.
Yeah, it's not like you have to tell them a lot of information to utilize. It's not that complex of a device, you know.
It's very
simple. Put it up to the screen.
Very simple, very simple. We're seeing marketers engaging it. Just they really like to promote the whole experience with a particular brand, and the marketing companies are just they're really excited about it. The pharmaceutical companies have been good customers. Again, they drive mm-hmm. folks to a trade show. You take your game piece, come visit Amy and trade show booth number 456. Everybody's a winner. We've had folks that have called us from the trade shows and say the line just to get into their booth is out and around the door.
Wow.
And everybody wins when you come to the trade show booth. Everybody wins a tchotchke or something along those lines. And again, people like to win.
They
and that's,
do.
That's what they like.
Now, do you do more trade shows or more consumer? It's a mix.
Trade shows are just one of the markets that we service. We do probably about 10-15% of our business is trade show. The rest of it is consumer package.
Like sweepstakes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is a piece that went into a magazine. You can see this is a saddle stitch piece that was bound into the magazine. So a lot of these customers, if they're in a particular industry, like these guys are in the poker business, they would put this in the gaming magazines, and then you peel that out and you take it and play it from there.
Right, because you know they like to play games.
They love to play games. They're very good at playing games.
I would imagine, too, that once somebody has seen one of these game pieces, that then they're on the lookout for them, and it's not something that you would just toss. I mean, now when I see one of these, I'm going to grab it and see if I won.
Well, we need you to help us out and get more in the marketplace, because it does build a brand awareness for the Web Decoder. It is a very unique and exciting piece, and that's why the customers have bought so many, because it's fun, it's different, it's unique, and it really delivers a big bang for the buck.
Are any of these on the table here? Any of these like the Willy Wonka golden ticket?
No. Okay. And that's interesting. That's interesting. We never have the winners in our hands. We just don't. We don't get into any of that type stuff. Everything goes from the manufacturer, the customers at the press check. Everything is seated properly, signed, sealed, and delivered right out of the manufacturing facility. It's all bonded and insured, security everywhere. So we don't have a lot of problems with that.
Now, regarding the seating of it, is that you that handles that, or do you have a third party like sweepstakes company that handles that?
You know, the larger customers will bring in security for that, where they want to see the affidavits of the grand prize winner being made. They want to see the particular game piece. They hand it to you, and then they will seat it into it. So depending upon the size of the opportunity is the level of security that they would want. But everybody typically wants to know that the pieces are only going to be in manufactured to the highest of standards.
Now, what's the biggest prize that has been given away through you guys?
That's a good question. you might be stumping me here. The cars are no big deal. We give away a lot of cars. College tuition, some annuities for life, millions of dollars. But, you know, it's kind of limited only by the customer's budget. Typically, they have a budget for the whole promotion of all the prizes that they give out.
Right.
That numbers the retail value of all the promotions, and that regularly is in the $300,000 to $400,000 range of all the prizes. So when they make a commitment that size, they're going to support it. They're going to make sure it works, and then they're going to run it as a real top notch promotion.
Wow.
What? Wow. That's all you have to say?
No, I'm just looking at it, going, wow. I mean, Matt, this is very impressive.
Now, how long has it taken you to get to this point?
Well, we really got our first break with SkyMall back in 98, 99. And since then, it has been a straight up rocket ride. You know, of course, in 01 and 02, when everything kind of slowed down after some of the nation's tragedies, things settled down. But boy, this year has been a banner year for us. Customers always have to advertise and promote their products.
Right.
So, this is just one of the tools in their arsenal to do that with.
And it's harder and harder to stand out in the crowd. And you guys, and since you guys have it all patent protected, it makes it easier to pick you to do this.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have the U.S. patents, and we also have the international patents. And we have some relationships with folks that are over in Beijing. And we're working on some very large promotions with the Olympic folks. And it's just real exciting. Worldwide, it's an opportunity that you could do them in various languages, but you could genuinely do a worldwide promotion with this. And that's when Donnie and I saw it. That was the first thing we said, wow, some big company could want to have a spike in traffic on a particular day, and you could handle the distribution around the world and multi-languages, everything. They could promote it with one fell swoop, which the customers have done that pretty regularly with us.
I could see where that would happen. I mean, because it's just so catchy to the eye, and almost everybody has a computer or a TV to hold it up to. I mean, this is quite a concept.
It's great fun. We've really enjoyed it. We're, you know, as the business matures and we get a little bit more, I guess we'd say, seasoned in the advertising business, we're able to kind of guide the customer and recommend things that have in the past have been real positive and kind of eliminate the pitfalls for them. So we're able to give them advice as well as the product. Donnie's an excellent salesperson, and he really holds the hand of the customer from cradle to grave. He handles every inch of it, makes sure that all the messages are proper, the variable data if they want to do unique IDs on each piece. He tells them how to do that, how to tie that into the database, how to build the back-end architecture that would make sure that everything works out proper. So at the end of the promotion, the customer gets a response rate, and he knows what type of lift it's either given his retail store or his website, and then he also knows what it costs him. So you can really pinpoint the return on investment that these big companies make.
So this probably takes you all over the world.
It does. We spend a good bit of time in Europe. We have an office in Brussels that we work with, and then we have an operation that's down in South America. And then we have, like I mentioned, we have a real strong partner that is in work in the Asia Pacific region for us, and they work Taiwan and China and Japan. And we've sold game pieces. This was a big promotion for a large beverage company that was in Turkey. And it was a television show, and they took the game piece up to the television at the end of the show, and they would play the game. Because everybody in Turkey has more televisions than more computers. So it's just a matter of a FedEx air bill and a customer, and we just ship them on over, and whatever language they're in, they seem to they seem to just love the concept of it.
So they would actually just, at the end of the television program, there would be a screen freeze for a moment. So if you were slow, you could get up off your couch and put your game piece up.
And they were doing it every particular night. So maybe they would do it every Thursday night at 6:30 in the afternoon, and then you got your piece from your bottler or from whatever company it was. So it's like a sweepstakes that was ongoing. They gave out lots and lots of tickets, and the same
ticket can be used over and over, right?
There's different images, so the hidden messages is different. So we had maybe 15 different hidden messages that were involved in the contest. So every day they would play, they'd get a different outcome. So yes,
this is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
This has been a great. What do you do for fun, Matt? I mean, this sounds like
This is taking a real good turn for us. We're real thrilled about it. We spend a lot of time brainstorming and seeing what else that we can deploy with the hidden image technology system that we've developed. And we try to put it onto different garments. Television would certainly be something that we're real excited about. Maybe a big nationwide lottery. Could you imagine that, where they had some kind of hidden image up on the TV and you did it at 6:30 at night every night and you played the game? Things like that take a long time to plan, and they take a tremendous amount of thought process in order to get injected into these big budgets. And that's where we're headed with it. We really want to do big, large, giant promotions worldwide is what we're trying for.
So when you come up with like that idea, then do you now approach these people and say, hey, look, this is the idea. You guys should get behind this.
We will. We'll approach some of our customers and let them know this is a new product. You guys might be the only one to do this particular thing, like with that hotel room key that I was showing you. Mm-hmm. You show it to one customer, and you kind of, if they're repeat customers, you kind of take care of them and say, here, why don't you do
first
this?
Shot.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct. And there's a lot of that goodwill that goes on in this business. We know a lot of folks in the business, and we're real easygoing when it comes to that, and we like to protect our customers.
And what's the best way people can get a hold of you?
Webdecoder.com. That's the best way to do it. That's the internet address, and all the phone numbers and the emails and everything are on the webpage.
And they can contact you directly through that?
They sure can. It's on, everything's on the webpage.
Do I get some of these wearables, and do I get to keep the glasses?
You get the glasses for sure.
You get the wearables. You get the wearables.
I really don't want the sticky things with all the hair on them anymore, but I would love a wearable. Matt, this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.
Great concept.
Amy, great guest. Where'd you find Matt?
Where did I find Matt? I think the show's over at this point, right?
You guys go way back?
We go way back. Yeah, we go way back. Listen again next week, and maybe I'll let you know how we
maybe
met.
Maybe off air.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to Atlanta Business Radio. This is Amy Otto with Lee Cantor. Have a great day.
Strike a match. Post your profile on FastPitch and get matched up to the exact types of customers and business partners you're looking to connect with. There's never been a more efficient way to network. Visit us at www.fastpitchonline.com.